Today, the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame is pleased to announce that next year, in 2015, we will induct one of the Packers' greatest players, number 4 quarterback Brett Favre, into the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame.
We've decided that we will also retire Brett's number 4 at the Hall of Fame induction banquet next July. When you look across the league, there not often a player like Brett comes to any franchise. And, you know, we're just so fortunate to have had a player of his caliber. And we thought this would be a really fitting to retire the number in conjunction with the induction. Then, during the 2015 season, we will all experience what will surely be one of the more electric moments in Lambeau Field history, with Brett and his family as we unveil his name and the number 4 on the stadium facade at the north end of the stadium. And he will be in rarefied air, a very great company in the north end zone, joining names, some of the greatest players in the history of the NFL, and names that every Packer fan recognizes: Don Hutson, Tony Canadeo, Bart Starr, Ray Nitschke, and of course Brett's teammate Reggie White.
1992, Ron Wolf, Mike Holman, and Brett Favre came to Green Bay, and suddenly Packer pride was restored. They lifted this franchise from the depths, and they took it up to the very top level of the National Football League. They won immediately. And in year 5, they won Super Bowl 31 to bring the Vince Lombardi Trophy back to Green Bay for the first time in 29 years. And that run of success has now gone on for 22 years. He played the toughest position, the most demanding position, in the toughest league. He had innumerable injuries. But every game day, he came running out of that tunnel, ready to give everything he had for this franchise and its fans. And what makes this so very, very special is the fact that Brett becomes the first player in the history of the Green Bay Packers to have both his number retired and to be inducted into the Packers Hall of Fame at the same time.
I'm speechless. I can't thank you enough, Bob, and Perry, and the Hall Selection Committee. I'm honored, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart, to have my name enshrined with, you know, the list is so long, from Don Hutson and Curly Lambeau and Vince Lombardi on down to Reggie White and myself, is just an amazing honor, one that I had never dreamed of. I'd always dreamed of playing pro football as a kid, but I'd never dreamed of Hall of Fames and jerseys being retired and things of that nature. I just thought about playing and how much fun that would be, and to be able to play one game in Green Bay is enough. To be able to play 16 wonderful years in Green Bay is just an amazing honor. There's no place like it. It's rich in tradition, and to just be associated with that organization and the names that have been placed in the Ring of Honor, the names that have been placed in the Hall of Fame, is just it's more than a dream come true.